Welcome to Morning Manna. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pastor Greg, and we like to get into the Psalms as our devotional time and just to kind of let those Psalms soak into us. And David is the writer of many of the Psalms, as we've been discovering. And in Psalm 13 this morning, we find David once again in a tough place. But he's so passionate. He's so able to emote, and I find that very admirable about David. You know, I think in our day and age, in our culture, we play things safe emotionally, and we guard things. And David, in his relationship with God, seems to be able to be super honest about where he's at. And I think that's a healthy thing, to kind of process things before the Lord, with the Lord. Here's how I'm feeling, and so on. So that's kind of what's happening in this psalm. So let's take it apart a little bit here together. So the first thing I want you to notice is his feelings at this juncture in his life. Verse 1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy exult over me?" So David, you notice, he feels abandoned. He feels forsaken. Like, why, God? Why? How long is this going to go on? I don't sense you. I don't feel you. Was David abandoned? No. If you're a believer and you feel abandoned, well, guess what? You're not, right? We know that. I think of Isaiah 49, 14. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." I think we've all felt that a time or two. But watch this. "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand." Isn't that beautiful? So God says, "I will never forget you or abandon you." Would a nursing mom abandon her child? Well, possibly, minute possibility, but God never would. But David feels it. He feels it nonetheless. So, and then another thing just to notice is that David, you know, apparently had a problem with self-talk. You know, he says, "How long must I take counsel in my own soul?" Right? When we are just, you know, letting the tapes play in our mind, you know, and letting our thoughts go, a lot of times our thoughts go to dark places. If they aren't directed and focused, we can get to a pretty emotionally dark place. And that's what David is admitting. How long do I have to take counsel of myself? And so David's trying to, you know, get command of his, of, you know, self-talk, which we all have that, we all do that, and wanting to bring that into the light with the Lord, to have healthy self-talk, because it's, you know, it's not just talking to ourselves, but it's processing with the Lord about it. Well, notice verse 3, "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say I've prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken." So David is arguing for the glory of God. God, help me, because this is, if you help me, if you rescue me, well, it's going to look good on you. And, you know, David often argued from that place of what good am I dead? How can I praise you when I'm 6 feet under the ground, you know? And so David is working his way through. Now, watch this, because Here's the breakthrough. But I have trusted in your faithfulness, in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Isn't that beautiful? David works his way through and bursts forth in New Testament language into a doxology, into worship, into lavishing love and gratitude upon the Lord and trusting. And this is such a great picture of the Christian life. You know, we don't have to be, you know, dishonest when things aren't going well or when we're emotionally, you know, upside down or whatever. We need to be honest. We need to be as honest as we possibly can with the Lord and perhaps with that close brother, that close sister that we trust to walk in life with us. But the honesty then gives way eventually to praise and gratitude, and we work through to a healthy place before the Lord. And we understand that God is faithful. Even when we feel like he's abandoned us, we know that our feelings are betraying us. And so the Lord is faithful. And so be encouraged. Listen, if you're in a little bit of a tough place today, the Lord is faithful. He hasn't abandoned you. It may feel that way, but he hasn't. Be honest. Talk to God about it, about where you're at, and see if you can't find yourself working through to a place where your heart fills with gratitude for who the Lord is and what he's done. Hey, God bless you.